This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Just a quick reminder, I'll be traveling tomorrow, but we'll have a program, of course. It will come to you from Geneseo, Illinois, where they'll be installing at 11 a.m., and you can probably still drop by if you check in with the Farm Bureau up in that county, a brand new bioreactor. This is one of those end-of-the-tile line structures. Installation will happen again at 11 a.m. If you're interested, you certainly can drop by, check out our website at willag.org and look into the calendar, and you'll find the event details. Now let's turn our attention to the agricultural weather forecast. Don Day is here from Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Well, let's start in the western side of the Corn Belt and work our way eastward. What kind of harvest conditions will farmers have to work with over the next week or so?
Well, certainly conditions for harvest operations in the short term, that would take us through the rest of this week and into the weekend, over most of those areas that I just mentioned look pretty good. Now, we will see an intrusion of some shower and thunderstorm activity as we get into the western Corn Belt. As we get into late Sunday and into Monday of next week, a pretty good line of showers and thunderstorms will move through, especially across portions of Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, eastern Nebraska, Missouri, and then into Illinois. And this will be through by Tuesday morning. Then we're going to see another period of drier weather develop towards the middle to the end of next week. I guess the areas that are going to be most affected by any potential harvest delays would be those far western Corn Belt states. They're going to have a bit more to deal with in terms of precipitation, unsettled weather. But right now, the pattern is favoring a fairly warm and fairly relatively dry stretch of weather for a lot of the Corn Belt here over the next week to 10 days. So harvest conditions aren't looking bad at all.
And if you look further out into the month of October, what do you see?
I think we're going to see some of the trends we're seeing now continue into early October, which means the coldest, wettest, most unsettled weather could be located over the western states, from the western high plains through the Rockies and into the Pacific Northwest. There looks to be a bit of an extension of late summer, early fall type weather, at least into the first 10 days of October for the Midwest. I think those areas are likely going to have a fairly good stretch of weather. We do see an increase in precipitation in the southeast United States, but a lot of that will stay away from some of the key Corn Belt areas.
Thank you so much for taking the time with me.
Thanks, Todd.
You bet. Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. You can always hear him again. Where? On our website, of course, at willag.org, or if you prefer, you can listen to him in the Closing Market Report as a podcast using iTunes, Stitcher, the Google Play Store, or NPR One app. In fact, the NPR One app is one of my favorite ways to do it. Check it out online at onenpr.org. That's a great way to listen to the programming content that comes to you from WILL. You can also find programming in iTunes again and on the Google Play Store. Just search for the Closing Market Report or Commodity Week. Again, tomorrow I will be traveling, so we'll record our program and send it back to you from Geneseo, where we'll be working with the Illinois Farm Bureau and University of Illinois Extension to record and capture the installation of a biofilter and reactor.